Welcome to the Connection Point Podcast through the ministry of First Southern Baptist Church, Salina, Kansas, where we aim to connect you to God, to others, and to the church. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of the Connection Point Podcast. It's good to be with you guys today. I'm Tyler Ball. I'm your host. It's good to be with you. I have with me Greg Savage, the senior pastor here at First Southern Baptist Church, Salina, Kansas. Greg, how are you doing?
Hey there, Tyler. I am doing great. Doing good. Very good. Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Likewise, it is good.
Weather's pretty crazy, right?
It is crazy. You know, they were talking about last week in Salina, Kansas, we had temps like minus 30 with a wind chill. Yesterday we were almost 80, you know, so the change there was crazy.
You're looking at almost like 100 degrees.
It's insane. Yeah. Good day though.
Yes, good to have warmer weather. So, well, it's good to have you guys. Our topic today, we're looking at the question, what do we do when giants of the Christian faith fall? I think this is a hard question, but one we need to answer. Wouldn't you agree there?
It is extremely hard. Extremely hard.
Probably one we don't necessarily love addressing, but necessary.
Right.
And it is. And we're talking about Ravi Zacharias. And if you don't know him, he was a Christian evangelist and apologist who led many of the people through Christ, through his arguments and his logic and evangelism, and had a thriving ministry under RZIM, Ravi Zacharias ministry. Anything you'd like to introduce about Ravi?
You know, I think just when I think about Ravi, he would be one of those giants.
Right.
If most Christians were to name, like a year ago, the top 5 or 6 great men and women, Ravi would be very close in that. And in most of the list, you would find his name. And so this is a big deal. It really is a big deal.
It's a big deal. And what we're introducing is a sexual scandal that went on for a long time of sexual misconduct with women, sexual abuse, even rape claims, and spiritual abuse, which we'll talk about in a little bit, which was really gross as well. But there's this huge scandal that has happened, and it broke our hearts when we heard about it. I think that I go through emotions of sad and angry and not understanding things. Yeah. When you heard about this and it came out, what are your thoughts then and now?
I remember when it first came out. A lady named Lorianne Thompson came out with a letter saying that Ravi had done just grievous things. Mm-hmm. And my first thought, honestly, was that's not true.
I think we all thought
that is not true. There's no way that Ravi Zacharias did that. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of blew over.
Yes.
That it came out that Ravi actually sued them, Lorianne and her husband. We are finding out now that he began to cover up things, delete pictures off of his phone, did a lot of things just to kind of cover things up. Mm. And then all the way up until his death, he just kept saying that he did no harm and nothing wrong.
Right.
And then just in these recent weeks, we are finding out that that was not true, that there are years of sexual sin, grooming of young women.
Terrible.
Yes. Terrible things. Yeah. You know, these were ongoing for a long time. Very, very sad.
And that's, I think, one of the shocking things. When I first saw it, I'm thinking, it's gotcha journalism, you know, trying to just put a stain on Christianity. But we know well now with the evidence and all, these are true things that
happen. These are true things,
It's time for us as Christians to address it.
Yeah, and it's important just to realize that the ministry, the Ravi Zacharias ministry, had an outside source come in to look at all of these things, which was really good. I was really proud of their ministry. That they should have done it years ago.
Sure.
When the claims first came out, but they've waited years. But at least now that we know the facts, and so my heart was no, it's not true. saddened that again another Christian leader, and now it's more, I'm mad at Ravi,
right.
And for the victims, I am broken
Absolutely.
Over them. I am saddened for the women in
yeah.
these cases.
It breaks your heart, and
it
I think
really
that kind of answers things. You know, some people will say he passed away in May of 2020, mm-hmm. and you have some that will say, you know, he's dead. It's done and over. Let's not talk about it anymore. You'll have some that say it's disrespectful to basically hit a guy while he's down,
right?
He's dead,
right.
And not being able to do that. But I think we both have said it's important. I mean, we have to address
this
now.
Yeah. These claims are just grievous claims.
Right.
They are evil.
Evil, absolutely.
And so we do have to look at that.
Right. And we wouldn't just say a brief emotional moral slip-up.
Right.
You know, when you talked about grooming, this was a intentional lifestyle that he chose
right.
to embrace and practice for many years.
For many years. And he used the ministry funds, too. Mm. That's
yeah.
one of the sins of all of this, was that he misused ministry funds. And
yeah.
there's just so much going on that it turns out to be evil.
I think that's a great way to do it. Russell Moore,
you know, uh-huh, yeah, you bet.
President of Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, First Southern Baptist, he said of this report that came out that it pictured not just mere moral failure, but a pattern of predation that can only be described as criminal, sociopathic,
right. yes.
and indeed satanic.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That is putting it... I read or I listened to the entire report
uh-huh.
that came out, and the more you listened, the more you realized that it was just evil
mm-hmm.
in these victims, which is what they are.
Right, absolutely.
It just breaks your heart. It does.
It does. And I look at the spiritual abuse, the manipulation. In this report, the Baptist Press report that was 9 days ago, he would tell these women that he's victimizing that they were his reward for living a godly life.
Isn't it insane?
And that if you look at godly men in the Bible, they had multiple wives.
Right.
I mean, and more than that, if you go and tell, millions of people are going to go to hell because you're going to ruin
right.
my reputation.
Part of what happens when a person like Ravi, he abuses the women, he actually, the one who abuses is able to make the abuser think if they tell somebody that is a greater crime
right.
than what the abuser is doing.
Right, right.
And that is, then, that's part of that evil aspect of all of this. And
yes.
I read part of that, the report, that he would even pray with these women
yeah.
Saying things like, you know, thank God for their chance to be like this, you know, that this was part of God's will for them. And
that blows my mind.
Just, it's incredibly horrible.
It is terrible. It makes you question his heart. I mean, you know, I think it's fair to say that, is he truly a Christian
yes.
this way? You know, I mean, I'm not playing God, but there's a struggle there a little bit.
I struggle. Again, and you said this as we began, that we all stumble into sin.
Right.
We all... Still, we continue to do things that does not please the Father. Mm-hmm. But to do things like grooming young women,
yeah.
Christians cannot do that.
They cannot.
So if someone asked me, was he saved? I don't know.
I
don't know his heart. Only God does that. And God is a righteous judge. And he will judge rightly mm-hmm. over this. But my heart... it's just sad and angry, and the victims now, they're the ones we have to think about. Robbie's gone.
Right, right.
The victims now is who we have to begin helping.
Yes.
And
and the church's response to this, you know, that's where we're going. And the point I get angry at is he did so much to cover it up, which means he knew it was wrong.
Right.
But chose to engage, so... He didn't care, you know? I mean, it's just one of those things where you have to ask those things. So Greg, when we look at that, how should the church, how should Christians respond in light of the scandal? What is the proper response from us? Because this rocks the message of Christianity. Uh-huh. It's a stain on our beliefs. It's our scarlet letter now, you know, right. I mean, on Christianity. How do we respond to that?
I think, first of all, we just have to keep telling folks that our faith and hope are in God.
Right, absolutely.
It's not in man.
Absolutely.
And so all, we don't exalt man. That may have been one of the errors that we were committing, that
absolutely.
We had exalted Ravi Zacharias so mm-hmm. high.
Right.
That the only one that we exalt is Christ.
Absolutely.
And then the church must become a safe haven. Mm-hmm. Women need to feel safe.
Yes.
They need to have a place that if they have been the victims of an abuse of any type, mm-hmm. and I would say men too, there sure. are times that men are, but most yes. of the time it is women.
Unfortunately, yes.
That the church needs to be a haven of hope, mm-hmm. a place to heal.
Yes.
And they need to realize that they can come and speak out that it is not a sin to reveal what an abuser is doing.
Absolutely, right, right.
That is a good thing.
Right.
And we also need to remind people that the messenger is flawed. The message is true.
Well said, well said.
And so we always, and we want to, as preachers, we are in humility, we admit that we're still fragile, mm-hmm. broken men. And we walk in the humility of our Lord and the strength of our Lord.
Absolutely.
So the messenger can be flawed, okay. but the message is true, that
it's
Jesus
true.
Christ alone saves.
Amen, right. And to not throw away Christianity because of Christians' failings,
right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, a God who's never going to fail you,
that's
the
exactly, that's what's right, that God doesn't fail.
Right.
Man may,
right.
and we do often, but God never does.
He never does, absolutely. My heart also goes out to those who have found salvation through his ministry.
Yes.
So whether it was a conference or an interaction, they came to Christ because of Ravi Zacharias, and now they have all this going on. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what they're feeling. Was I really saved? Is this yeah. legitimate? What would you say to that?
And again, you said it well as you started, that they were saved through the ministry of Ravi.
Yep.
Not they weren't saved by Ravi.
Absolutely, right.
Jesus alone saves.
Right.
That if they place their faith alone in the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. they are saved.
Absolutely.
If they're trusting Jesus, mm-hmm. they're fine.
They're fine,
there's
absolutely.
No worry.
Right.
If they're trusting Ravi, there's issues.
There's problems.
We need to deal with that.
Absolutely.
But if they have truly repented of their sin, mm-hmm. trusted Jesus Christ alone in his finished work, mm-hmm. they are saved.
That's great. That's greatly put. I go to Acts 4:12.
Yeah.
And I look at yep. that. And
I have that down.
You have that down.
Go ahead. Tell them about
That's
it.
Good,
tell
but,
them about it.
You see him say that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be
Amen.
Saved.
Amen. That's right.
I don't see Ravi's name in there.
No.
You know, I see
is
the name
good?
Of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that good?
So that's good. So again, I would echo that Jesus Christ is who saves, and our faith isn't in frail man,
right.
But in God alone, and his salvation is efficient, it is sufficient, mm, it's final, doesn't need any additions. Those who come to Christ in faith are saved forever
right.
and sealed into eternity.
Right.
So that's the
right.
hope that I would
that's
offer
exactly
them
right.
For that. That's good. It makes you also realize that head knowledge is not the measure of Christianity. Ravi mm-hmm. knew so much.
Right.
He knows the Bible probably better than most men, yeah. But that wouldn't be a fruit of the Christian walk.
Right.
You know, thoughts on that?
I think that's right. You know, knowledge isn't what saves. It's also a reminder for us that we don't just throw out all the good that his ministry did.
Sure.
You know, there is much good.
Right.
Many people who were saved mm-hmm. through his ministry.
Right.
He was able in a very eloquent way to contend for the faith.
Right, absolutely.
And he's taught us much. I won't use his ministry anymore. Mm-hmm. That's my personal choice.
Sure.
Because I am, you just can't. Mm-hmm. But there's aspects of his ministry that we can learn. People who were saved under it are truly saved.
Yeah.
So there's good.
There's good.
But the victims, I just come back that the victims is where my heart lies now.
That's where our focus needs to be.
Right.
For sure. It also points, when we think about the good done to the ministry, it points to God's sovereignty as well, that he can use corruptible things still for his glory and for salvation, you know. I was going to ask you, I've got a couple of Ravi Zacharias books on my shelf that were on my to-read list. Not right now anymore, you know. So what would you recommend to Christians and pastors? Is this a temporary set aside? Is this a disregard? What would you say?
My personal thoughts on that, and this is just my own heart, is that I cannot use anything with his name on it. That's just a personal choice.
Sure.
And I didn't have a lot of books of his. If I did, I would probably throw them out.
Sure.
And again, that's a personal choice that I would make. Many other Christians would not do that because there is wisdom, much of what he talked about. But some of the books that he wrote was the family and marriage and all of these things that if we would have a couple who is struggling in their marriage read a Ravi Zacharias marriage book,
right.
It's a farce.
Absolutely, yeah, right.
I can't have a broken family read his book just because it just doesn't work. Even though we're all broken, I know that.
Right.
But there's just something there that's missing. Mm-hmm. And so for my own ministry, I will not use his stuff. I will not point people to his name in any way because of fear that they would just be, once they learn, that they would be broken.
Sure.
How about you? What do you think?
I would agree. You know, I haven't taken those books off the shelf yet, but even like our apologetics conference that's coming up in April with Dr. Joe Nichols, we're not going to use anything Ravi Zacharias, you know. And
we have asked him, haven't we?
We asked him, right.
Dr. Nichols, do not use Ravi's name.
Right. So I think that's the right call now.
Yeah.
So kind of wrapping things up here, you know, we acknowledge this was a horrendous thing. But we have to go back and to all the victims. Church is a safe place for them, isn't it? This is where you need to be. This is where you find the God of the universe who loves you and cares for you and can carry your burdens. I love, is it Matthew 6 when he talks about his to give the burdens to him, his yoke is light.
11.
And 11 in that. But I mean, this gentle lowliness of God to take burdens, you know. Yeah. And so church is a safe place. And we are here for you, right? We're here to listen, to pray, to guide. Anything else, Greg, as far as the church and helping
people through? I think the main thing is that our focus must be upon the victims of this grievous sin. The church just can't be involved in that type of heartache any longer. We just can't. And preachers need to stand upon truth. We need to stand in that gap. We need to be there to help these women.
Absolutely.
They are victims. They're not at fault in any way.
Right.
That's the first thing that I would say to them is that they're not at fault in any way, that they are victims here. And Ravi is the one at fault.
Absolutely.
And I would just encourage these women to know, like you said, that God cares about them. God wants them whole. God wants them healed. And the church can be a part of that healing.
Right. Absolutely. At the end of this podcast, there's a little ending that talks about our contact information here as a church. Both Greg and I want to let you know that our church here at First Southern Salina is here for you. So
That's
if you need to reach out to us, contact us. We would love to help you in any way that we can.
And let me say to the women, we have women in our church that will help.
Absolutely.
If they're nervous about meeting with men like you and I.
Great point.
We have many women that would be more than happy to meet with them. Just call us.
Yes.
Just come. We're not gonna judge. We're not gonna think less of them. We're not gonna do anything but just love them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any last thoughts, sir, Craig? Thanks for coming.
That's good. You bet. This was fun. Here. Thank you very much.
This is good. He'll be on for other episodes. We look forward to doing this. And again, it's good to have you guys here. As always, reach out to us with any questions that you might have. Any prayer requests, we love praying for you. So if you have any prayer requests, send us an email, call us, whatever, and we'll be there for you. You guys have a good week. Again, it's good having you here at the Connection Point Podcast. I'm Tyler Ball.
We'll see you later. This is Greg Savage.
Signing off. On behalf of First Southern Baptist Church Salina, thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. If you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests, or you want to know more about the gospel of Jesus Christ, we would love to have you contact us. You can email me at tball@fsbcsalina.com. And if you don't have a church home, we would love for you to join us on Sunday mornings. Our Sunday school is at 9 a.m. and our worship service is at 10:30 a.m. If you want to know more about the church, you can visit us at our website at www.fsbcsalina.com. Again, thanks for joining us today, where we desire to know Christ and to make Him known. Blessings.